Sunday, come home with the family for the breakfast buffet from 9 till 2 for only $7.25. Main Street Cafe and Bakery is truly a world of flavors.
Winter is in full swing and indoor activities are all the rage. That's right. We at Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon have what you need to keep yourself busy during these long, cold winter days and nights. Take all those pictures of your loved ones and favorite memories and turn them into the scrapbook of your dreams. We at Harjo's have everything for scrapbooking at great prices. We also have what you're looking for in knitting, sewing, and crochet. And we carry a full line of painting, drawing, special hobby, and craft supplies. So keep busy this winter with the help of Harjo's Ben Franklin at the light in beautiful downtown Pigeon.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
At Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, we know you're in farming for the long haul. Your history is measured not just in years, but in droughts and floods. At Thumb National, we understand because we've been there with our customers and our community through the good times and the tough ones for over 100 years. Whether you're planning for next year or the next generation, give us a call, because at Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, we're here for the long haul too. I'm Mark Stackel, Ag Lender for Thumb National Bank.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Stop by any of our Thumb National locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, or our two locations in Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
If you're looking for a commitment-free cellular solution, it has never been more affordable to get a fast-track prepaid phone from Thumb Cellular. FastTrack Prepaid gives you the convenience and security of a cellular phone without the monthly bill and commitment. Right now, for just $75, you can get everything you need for an entire year's worth of service. A great phone and 375 nationwide minutes that are good for an entire year. All that for just $75. No bills, no commitment, just worry-free cellular service all year long. Give it to your kids, throw it in your purse, or carry it on your belt. And with Fast Track Prepaid, you can add more minutes anytime by stopping into one of their convenient locations throughout the Thumb area. So stop by any Thumb Cellular location in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky and ask for the security plan. And it's only from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
Talk of the Thumb.
We're back here at Lakers High School, where Kansas City Redhawks defeated the Lakers 59-48 in the vote that's been the game that we thought it was going to be.
It really was. You know, it was kind of a little bit different at times. They changed back and forth. Kansas City did from a 2-3 zone to man. Lakers seemed to have more success against a 2-3 zone, but at the end of the day, really, the big guys underneath kind of dictated the pace of play, and both big guys for each team led in scoring and kind of controlled the pace of the game.
You know, Cassidy didn't come out as fast-tempoed as I expected them to come out. I really thought they were going to come out running down. I guess I got to give that credit to the Lakers, because Lakers shut them down early. Lakers had a little bit of trouble scoring right away, but once they opened it up, they scored. They did have the lead twice in the first quarter, then they trailed after that, but they never got out to any further than about 10 points most of the game. Now, 59-48, and like we said, the last 2 minutes were down into the free throws, but Lakers sure look good. They've been in the game. They seem to be jelling, and they seem to be falling into their roles and what they need to be here along the way. And, yeah, this game probably hurt, and they probably need this one to stay in contention, but I definitely think they're going to upset some people along the way here.
Yeah, they really moved the ball well. They did a great job of going high-low from the high post down low to the freshman swimmer. And I think if they could have just, you know, hit a few more outside shots and opened some things up, that might have made the difference tonight.
You know, unfortunately for them, you know, they look good here tonight, but their schedule doesn't get any easier for them. Their next game, they move on to 0-3 in the Greater Thumb West and 2-7 overall. But they move on to play Bay City All Saints. It's going to be a very tough game, and it's on the road. It would be a little bit different if maybe they were coming here, but they got to play them on the road. And we already heard Janner's having a great game again over at USA, and of course we don't have the final there yet either. But and then they go on to play Vassar, and then they have Bollocks. So their next break is going to be playing Bollocks at Bollocks, but even then Bollocks is a very tough team, and right now Bollocks is starting to gel and play well. So their schedule for the next three games is going to be tough for them, and hopefully they can throw a monkey wrench in there and maybe pull off the upset of Bay City House, but I wouldn't put any money on that one.
Well, you know as well as anybody that gym is very difficult to play in, and it's small. It's always packed with hometown fans, and they'll be tough there. And then, you know, Vassar's got a nice ball club, and Lakers just lost to Bad Axe here a couple weeks ago. So it's definitely a tough stretch they have in front of them. But I think if they keep playing like this, like you said, they might play spoiler here in the league race as things progress.
And let me turn over to Cass City. Cass City had a great game tonight, but they go on, and they need to keep winning here. They can't afford to give up any games because Vassar is in control right now. They have not lost, but they host Vassar on Friday. And they're 2-0 as of right now, and we haven't got the results of their game. They very well could be coming in at 3-0, but I think I'm going to give the edge to Cass City on Friday night. They just played here tough tonight. They got snow coming at Cass City. They're going to have a big crowd on hand, and I think if they're going to catch Vassar and make this Wild West a little bit more wilder, they're going to pull off a win on Friday night.
Well, you definitely have to protect your home court in a tight race, and I think, you know, this division is probably going to have two, maybe three losses to the division winner, and you certainly don't want to give away games at home. Hopefully the homecoming or coming home over there doesn't distract their players, but it'll be a packed house for sure when Vassar comes to town Friday night.
And I'm going to move on to play Reese, and Reese has had a couple of tough games before they play them. Reese plays USA this Friday night, so again, that's another matchup there that's going to be a tough game because USA is tough at home, and they're fighting to stay in contention. So Reese is the next one up for Cass City after Vassar, so that's you know, a tough schedule for Cass City coming along the way, but if they can pick up a win from either one of those teams, the Vulcans, or if they can beat the Rockets, they'll still be in contention, I think, because I don't think anybody in one of these Greater Thumb Leagues, either side, East or West, is going to go undefeated in the league this year.
I would agree. I think you'll see Bay City, Vassar, Reese, and Cass City kind of beating up on each other, so they're going to have to get one of the next two. I think that game against Reese is at Reese, so, again, never easy place to play. Reese maybe got a break if they're going to USA Friday night. Obviously, Coach Gameforth won't be on the sidelines if he was ejected tonight, so be curious to see how his team reacts without him there to lead him.
Yeah, and to touch on that real quick before we go into the totals that we got tonight, we did get another update from Bolden, who said that Gainforce said he was more surprised than anybody that he got ejected. So we do not know what happened over there. We do not know the finals yet. We know that it was an intense game, I'm sure, and the last we knew it was only a 4-point difference. And you know USA, they're very tough at home, and hopefully they pull up the upset. You never know.
Well, either way, they're going to be tough down the stretch, whether they're you know, one tonight or not, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with as the season goes on.
Simon, you've got some totals for us, but go ahead.
I do. I'll start with the visiting Redhawks, led by Cameron Demick. No surprise, 24 points for him tonight. Cody Orban was next. I'm sorry. Justin Ketterer had 13. Then Cody Orban had 12. Both Alex Varney and Alex Zaleski had 4 points apiece. And the scoring for Cass City is rounded out by Morgan Early with 2 points for a team total of 59. For Lakers, they were led by the freshman Paul Zwemer. Just can't say enough about him, about his third game up on the varsity team. 16 points, looked outstanding down low. The senior Chase Volker, next up with 13. Tim Warwick had a pair of three-pointers for 6 points. Both Sam Van Tiflin and Mr. Gasho had 4 points apiece. And Brody Lawrence, 1 3-pointer in the first quarter, and that was his total 3 points on the night, with a total of 48 for Lakers.
We're going to take a quick time out here, and we'll come back with our wrap-up. We'll talk a little bit about the Greater Thumb East that we didn't get a chance to talk about, but we're going to hear from some of our fine sponsors for tonight's game, and then we'll be back right after this commercial break.
It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard. What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you, completely detailed inside and out, all hassle-free, and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline's body shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done in our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection.
As an independent insurance agent, why do I work with Auto Owners Insurance? Because they believe in the same things I do. Trust, honesty, service.
That's why J.D. Power & Associates ranked auto owners highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims 3 years in a row. For home, life, auto, and business insurance,